Hi, it's Chris Watkin here, and I'm with the legend, Perry Power. Perry, tell me about your story of setting up your own estate agency. So when did you want to become an estate agent?
I was 12 years old.
12 years old?
So, quick background, when I was 12, I decided to set up my own estate agency one day.
That's pretty young, mate.
Most kids were playing football and I was in the library at school. Like, it sounds really geeky. And I was, I think, quite a cool kid at school, but I always knew what I wanted to do because of a really bad experience my single mum had when she was trying to buy a house. My dad was around, but I didn't live with him. So when it comes to moving house and looking at houses, I'd always go with my mum and she would ask me the questions that she would normally ask. Yeah. Husband, you know, what do you think of that? What should we offer? Blah, blah, blah. So I was always really involved in it with her. And she was really, really poorly handled by an estate agent. And it led her close to a breakdown. And I was just like, surely it can't be that hard to help someone get from there to there. And that's when I decided. She still got a business card I made when I was 12 years old called Powers Estate Agents, Surveyors and Valuers.
Right.
It's moved on a bit from there, from that clip art creative brand. But yeah, love it.
And what did you want to achieve by being an estate agent at 12 years old? Because let's be honest, that's a bit young, mate. What were your hopes?
When you're 12, it's like, I guess, following Richard Branson and businessmen, I wanted to be like the most successful estate agent.
What, thousands of estate agents
ever lived? Yeah. Like a shop, because back then when I was 12, well, I'm 30 now, so it was all about the shops and the high street. Internet wasn't even properly around. I wanted a
so that's around 1999, 2000. That's just when Rightmove was starting, weren't they?
Yeah.
Oh, the good old days.
Yeah. And that was, so from then I just wanted a shop in every town in the country.
Okay.
Things have changed a lot since then, and my aspirations have changed, and my life goals, and I've got family and kids and blah, blah, blah. But yeah, it was just about that. Fix the way the whole terrible reputation of estate agencies.
Because basically they messed your mum around and you wanted to sort it.
No one pisses my mum off, yeah.
So when did you start to put that into action?
When I was
13. No.
Well, yeah, from 12. Like I was very, you see, I'm a very how can I say? I'm very obsessive.
Are you?
So I was obsessed. I knew what I wanted to do. I'm going to read everything about it. What have I got to do to become it? How am I going to get there? And it ended up being.
So what did you do in your teens to make this happen?
Worked in an estate agency on Saturday.
Wow.
And then
you went in at the bottom.
Yeah, it was well good. Best thing. I'm so lucky, right, that of my age, in that I just entered agency as there were still applicant cards.
Yes, hot boxes.
And I've seen the rise as the internet picks up. So I've just literally learnt from the best ever estate agent I've ever met. He was a really old school guy. Mm. And
what's his name? Name checking.
Bernard Quigley.
Okay.
I think he's retired now, actually. But he's. I really enjoy working with him. He was a slave driver. He was an underpayer, but Jesus, did I get shit done. Excuse my language.
No, you're right.
You just get it done. You know, he was like relentless, how it should be.
Yeah.
Nowadays, I think everyone just relies to sit on that inbox, keep refreshing it, what's coming in.
So how long, so you went to work for them, what, when you were 13, 14, 15?
It's 15,
yeah.
So when they would let me work for them, I did try. I hand-delivered 50 CVs to 50 estate agencies, because that's how you should do it, in my view, get out there. Even today, it annoys me getting the CVs with the post. And one guy gave me a break, you know, a little bit of cash in hand on a Saturday for a long 15-year-old. I had to get permission from my mum to work there. Mm-hmm. Learned the hard, you know, made the tea, just watched and listened. And
how long were you there for then?
I was there for 5 years. I left school.
Yeah.
Went into full time.
Did you leave at 16 or 18?
No, I got headhunted, actually. I went through the ranks, and very quickly, I was managing a branch of his. He had two branches. I was managing the catering one. I was never a manager, ever. Like, I got a real shock when I actually got headhunted, and I went to a proper agency. Because he was a great agent, but he just probably didn't run the office very well in terms of inexperience. Probably how most, yes. I think, operate at times. And I got headhunted to go to Goodfellow's Fine and Country.
Yes.
To open their Fine and Country office. It was the first Surrey one, alongside Paul O'Shea, who then became my business partner.
Okay.
In 2010, I went into business.
And what did you learn from being at Goodfellow's?
loads. They had like 7 or 8 offices. So yep. I learned, you know, systems. Martin Humphreys, who I think is still running it now, they did set up the sale to LSL, is a fanatical estate agent, incredible estate agent. So I just learned how to be a better estate agent. There was no training in place at my previous company, and I just flourished there. And from that point, I went to Andrew's, the managing office. And,
okay.
But I'd always planned to learn the ropes, and when I could make someone else lots of money,
yes,
that's the way they look at it, I'll be ready to start up my own business. So I was 21.
21. Where did you set your first agency up?
Croydon.
Okay. On your own or with someone?
With a business partner.
Okay. So what did you want to achieve by setting up that agency in Croydon?
Doing it my way.
Okay. Is your way the right way?
Don't know.
Okay. So what were you hoping to achieve for your family or yourself by being your own boss? Was it all about the money, all about the holidays, all about being right, making a difference, or all of those?
So
tell us.
21, setting up my own agency was all about me.
Yes.
It was all about cars, going out.
Girls. Fast cars and fast women, and the rest you would waste.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, what happened after that? That caught up with me, and I managed to get.
When was that?
21.
No, when did it catch up with you?
21.
Oh, it caught up with you pretty quick.
Very quickly.
Yes.
And I managed to get someone pregnant, out partying. So, from that point, when I had a baby on the way, it switched overnight. So, it ain't about you, it's about your son. And
did it grow you up?
Oh, massively. I mean, 21 years old, not only having to run a business, but also had a son who's now 8 years old, was the best thing. If it weren't for that,
mm-hmm.
I probably wouldn't be doing as well as I'm doing now, because the priorities are wrong.
So, would it be fair to say your focus was now on providing for your family?
Yeah.
What else did you want to do?
While still having all the nice things in life and making a big difference to the industry and changing it.
You say make a difference. What did you want to make a difference back then? Not now, we can talk about that later.
Mm.
What were you hoping to achieve apart from just putting food on the table for...
Really simple, making sure no one has to go through what my mum went through. Still then, you know, I thought, great, I can make really good money and I can be a really cool bloke.
So what did they actually do to your mum that really pissed you off, that you thought you'd think yourself bloody hell?
Thinking back, I just remember her being on the phone and just breaking down into tears. And
how did that make you feel?
Horrible, you know, because it's your mum and you don't like seeing your mum cry. Particularly when you were real close to your mum. My dad wasn't, I saw him, but I was more, my sister's older than me, she's 37.
Okay.
So I was brought up by two women. It made me feel horrible. And from memory, looking back now, I think it was just she was really poorly handled during a multiple offer situation. Which happens a lot, you know, it's probably an agent's hardest job to make sure everyone's happy.
Because if you think about it, when you're moving home, it's they say it's one of the most stressful things after death and divorce that people do. And it really affected you as a 12-year-old because, you made the decision then that you were going to make a difference because you don't fuck around, excuse my French, with your mum, and you wanted to make a difference. That's quite powerful, isn't it?
Yeah, and it still draws me today, that one goal of to fix a broken industry.
Okay.
As well as giving my kids nice things, having nice houses, having good holidays, and feeling like I'm living on purpose. Like, as long as I'm doing stuff that excites me,
okay,
I'm happy. Fortunately, when you do that, good things happen to you.
So, you're 21 years old, that's 9 years ago, you got a lady pregnant quite quickly, which a lot of people would mess people up, but actually focused you up.
Mm.
How did the business go in Croydon?
Really well. Because unfortunately, but fortunately for the business, the young lady that I got pregnant wouldn't let me see my son unless I took her to court and got court access. You know, blah, 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 blah.
These things happen.
Her and I get on really well now, but a long time ago. So I couldn't see him. So what else could I do? I can just hit the phones, be in the office till 10 o'clock at night and just grind.
Okay. With your business partner?
Yeah. Yeah, we brought very different benefits to the business.
Because I think it's important, you don't want two people exactly the same. It's that yin and yang thing, isn't it?
And that made us in the beginning, and it didn't break us, we separated nicely, but it's what caused us to separate as we grew.
So how long were you in Croydon with your business partner? Tell us a bit about your story, but did it start off really well, or was it hard work?
Really hard work, but actually, So really hard work, but we started the business. I was managing a branch for Andrews in Causden. We opened in Croydon. He was 10, 12 years older than me. So his priorities are different to mine, because he was married, did have kids already. So I brought the tenacity and the energy to the business, and he brought the more experience and a really good, cool thinker. I was very reactive. He was very just smooth. But it was really hard, but it was post-recession. So it was just actually an opportunity for us to launch. So it was
so you're 09. 06, you're
07, 08, bad recession. 09, just coming out of it. That was a better market to work in, I think, than we're in now. I don't explain it the mo, but people were, if they were selling, they needed to sell. If they were buying, they wanted to buy. Sellers were not getting very far with the big brands. This bloke knocks on their door, says, oh, I've just opened an agency. I'd really love to help you sell. You're not really getting anywhere where you are now. What you got to lose? And then, because I'm technically a very good estate agent. I'm not the best business owner in the world.
No.
But I'm a very good estate agent. And I was very able to get them houses that were stagnating sold. Recommendation, organic growth. And we sold quite quickly, built up, because the market was tough as well. We'd done quite a lot of lettings. We sold 110 portfolio to, it was acquired after 3 years by a letting and that then helped us have to grow the sales, because the market by then was, what, 2013?
Yes.
Ready to start pushing. But him and I had
different priorities in life.
And so we agreed to buy out, and I come over here to set this up.